to the Edward Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show. Edward Everett Horton joins Edgar Bergen, who, of course, was Candace Bergen's daddy, and Mortimer Snerd and Charlie McCarthy in this hilarious episode as originally broadcast November 24th, 1946.
The Charlie McCarthy Show!
Well, hello there, Charlie. Yeah, hello. Hello, Mr. Bergen. It is Mr. Bergen, isn't it? Behind those smoke glasses, is that you, baby?
Yes, of course it is, Charlie.
What's the idea of the smoke glasses, huh? What are you trying to do? What are you going to do, Bergen? Hi, y'all asked your last week's program?
No. It's just that I don't want to be recognized.
Oh.
If you were these dark glasses on, I can walk along the street and I'm just nobody.
Yeah. You could walk anywhere and be that.
Yeah. A lot of people wear dark glasses.
Yeah, but you must have a reason. Are you ashamed of being Bergen?
No, certainly not.
Oh, I know. I know now.
What?
You're ashamed of being a ventriloquist.
No, that's ridiculous.
Oh, come on, take him off, Bergen. Come on, take him off. Find your pink nose. Come on, take him off.
All right, I suppose I might just as well. And have it over with. All right, are you satisfied now? Uh-oh.
Oh. Types of people, huh? Oh. I'm a black eye, huh, baby?
All right, then go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and laugh. Why don't you laugh?
Sure. Bergen's got a shiner.
Yes,
is that a boat coming in?
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, Charlie, my eye just feels terrible.
Yeah, your vision lost the decision, didn't it? What's the lowdown, Bergen? What's the lowdown? Did you get hit by a door?
No.
A cuspid door?
No. I don't want you to think that I was in a brawl.
No, of course not. I understand. Your eye is just closed for repairs.
I wouldn't stoop to fight.
Apparently, you didn't even duck. I don't know what happened, Bergen.
Well, you see, young man, it's my black eye.
Yes.
And I really think that how I got it is my own business.
Oh, you do. Going to get uppity about it, huh? Your business, you say.
Yes.
I have to suffer the disgrace with you, you know. I'm afraid to let you out alone anymore the way you carry out.
Oh, don't worry about me.
How could I do my homework and be out half of the night looking for you in the gutter?
Now, wait a minute.
Next place I'll find you is in some cheap saloon, you.
I am busy. Now, Charlie, just a moment. Just enough, young man. Please remember, I can still take you over my knee.
That's right. Strike a defenseless child.
All right.
You prowler, you assassin in the night.
All right. That's about enough. I'll tell you how it happened.
Well, it's about time. I was like pulling teeth.
All right. The only reason I had to tell you was, I was sort of afraid you might laugh.
Oh, you can be more positive than that.
Yeah. You see, Charlie, I was taking a stroll in the park this morning, and I was walking along, communing with nature.
Oh, for goodness sake. Don't need me any more ashamed of where I am now.
And who did I run into but our nursemaid with my little baby daughter in her baby carriage?
Yeah.
Oh, she looks so cute.
The nurse?
No. The baby. So I reached down and I tickled her under the chin and I went, chicka, chicka, chicka.
Well, why, pray tell?
Well, and you know,
now,
she reached up.
Yeah?
Yeah, then. And she pulled my hair.
Yeah. If you don't mind, Mr. Bergen, just tell the truth. We'll not expect the impossible.
All right. I started to pick up the baby, and you know what happened.
Well, I'm dead.
No.
but they don't know any better.
No, no, Johnny. No.
As I picked up the baby, the nurse said, she looks more like you every day, Mr. Bergen.
Yeah.
And then, for no reason at all, the baby hit me in the eye with her bottle.
I'd say she had a reason.
Yeah, well,
you know, I like that kid. She's got stomacher.
She's strong for her age.
Yeah. And for Christmas, I'm going to give her some brass knuckles to cheese on.
No. I don't want you to encourage that in any way.
Oh, why not? That wouldn't be bad, having a champ slugger for a sister.
A runner.
She might give him shining like yours, sir, you know.
Yeah, please. Let's not talk about my black eye anymore. Let's just forget about it.
Okay,
Bergen. Ray, would you mind playing some music, something?
Yes, something, yeah. Boy. What would you like to hear?
Oh,
how about Dark Eyes?
No, all right.
Well, how are you, Mortimer?
Oh, punk, Frank.
Punk?
Yeah.
Well, you're not sick, I hope.
No, I'm lonesome.
Oh, you're lonesome?
Yeah. Lonesome for a farm and my cow, Bessie.
Oh, I see. You're lonesome for your cow, Bessie.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you'll be glad to get back home next week.
Yeah. Bessie misses me a lot.
She does.
Especially when I ain't there.
Yeah, I imagine so.
I just bought her a birthday present.
Well, now, isn't that nice? You bought her a birthday present.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, oh, I saw you going into a department store yesterday.
Yeah, well, I didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, now, what could you possibly buy in a place like that for Bessie?
Well, the clerk said that the best gift for a lady is a pocketbook.
Pocketbook for a cow.
That's silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you can't read.
No.
All right.
Oh, she didn't mean a book.
No.
She meant buy her a bag.
What? Serious? Bessie carrying a bag. No.
Never mind, Mortimer.
Then she sent me to a place. She sent me a place they called the Lumber G Department.
No, I'm sure she didn't.
Yes, yeah, she did. Lumber G.
No.
Yes, it was.
No. Probably lingerie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that means women's section.
Gosh, are they making women in sections now?
Oh, Mortimer. Lingerie is a French derivative, meaning linen goods and underclothing, but through extensive usage has come to mean almost exclusively intimate feminine apparel of sheer and delicate fabrics.
No!
Well, how did you make out in the lingerie department?
Well, first I thought I was in a harness store.
Yeah. I'm afraid you were confused.
Yeah, I got so befuddled and my face got as pink as one of them, pink and red, I guess.
Yeah. Well, never mind the details. What did you finally buy your cow?
Well, you know, Bessie always keeps chewing all the time.
Yeah.
So, I bought her a box of bubble gum.
Bubble gum?
Yeah. And I bought her a reading lamp, too. Yeah.
But I thought you said Bessie can't read.
Well, that's all right. I bought her one without a bulb.
Oh, I see.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Oh, it's all a matter of being able to say the wrong thing at the right time.
I see.
Bergen, I don't see why you waste your time on Mortimer. Really, it's embarrassing for me.
Yes. Well, I often wonder myself, Charlie.
but I was hoping this traveling around the country would awaken his interest and curiosity, and especially here in Baltimore.
Yeah, this is a wild place, ain't it? Yeah.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean, Baltimore is very historic spot, you know.
Oh, sure. It's very historic here.
As a matter of fact, I made a little history myself last night.
Well, I'm serious, Charlie. Why, I bet you can't name three important things Baltimore is famous for.
Let's see.
Yes.
Win, place, and show.
No.
I've been visiting the wrong site, I think.
Yeah. You know, it was right here that Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner in Baltimore Harbor.
Yeah?
Yes.
In Baltimore Harbor?
Yes.
You mean he wrote it underwater?
No. Yes, and it was near here that the first American railroad started operation. And it's still running today.
Does John L. Lewis know about this? Or...
And there's one thing more Maryland is famous for.
What's that?
And that's good shooting.
Yeah?
Yes. And I've arranged a little hunting party tomorrow morning. Edward Everett Horton is going to join me. Well, tomorrow morning we're all going to meet in the duck blind at 5 o'clock. Promptly at 5 o'clock, do you understand?
Quack. I mean, yes, sir.
All right. Now, that's definite. Tomorrow morning at 5.
Hey, fellas, it's really cold out here in this duck blind, isn't it?
Yeah, I should have worn my fur-lined snuggies, I think. I bet we'll sit here and freeze and never shoot a duck.
Well, we'll get some ducks, so my name isn't Edward Everett Horton.
Well, lady, say, what kind of gun are you bringing along? What's that you've got?
I have a .45.
A .45? For duck shooting?
The .46 is not out yet.
No, I don't mean that, but you must have to be an awfully good shot to use a gun like that.
You know, I shot fish with it.
Yeah. Fish with a gun?
Yeah.
What kind of fish?
Flying fish.
Oh. Look, there's a whole flock of ducks over there.
Oh?
You're behind those reeds.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Let's knock them off right away.
No. It's too far. They're out of range.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
What do we do?
Well, we use a duck call. You have to call them.
Oh, you do? Yoo-hoo! Ducky, ducky, ducky.
Hey, ducky, ducky, ducky. Glory.
No.
Well, you have to quack like a duck.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Quack, quack.
Are you a duck? Quack. Bravo, boy. Yeah. I say, did someone call me?
Oh, I don't know. Do you have web feet?
No, not yet, old boy.
Oh, it's rain, noble. Well, rain.
Hello, fellow Nimrod. I'm frankly sorry I was delayed.
Didn't your alarm go off?
Yes, but the silly thing went off while I was asleep.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
There's something moving over there in those bushes.
Yes.
No, Chess. That's only my dog, Steffel.
Oh. Well, the way he's running around in those bushes, there must be something there.
Yeah.
Oh, not necessarily.
What kind of a dog is he, Ray? A Chesapeake Bay Retriever?
No. Actually, he's half pointer and half setter. It's what you might call a point setter.
No. His fins are too short to be a point setter.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's not his fault, old boy. You see, he was born under a stone.
Look. What? I see something moving over there on the hill.
Everybody, sneak up on it.
Sneak up now. It might be a moose
or an elk.
Or a rotarian.
Yeah.
No.
Preposterous. Oh, is that what it is? A preposterous. It's supposed to be in season?
I don't know. I have my book of game laws right here. Now, let me see. It says, slowly Gwendolyn took him into her arms and pressed her lips to his... Oh, dear. Wrong book.
Yeah. Wrong game.
Yeah.
What do you say?
that lets you for as many as I. No, I think that's a Kodiak deer.
A deer. Well, now wait, the book says here, the open season for male deer with two or more points is 6 days, beginning first Sunday in December.
Well, this is Sunday. That's near enough. Did you say December?
December.
Oh, quick, get my bullet back. What was that?
Must have been an echo.
Well, that echo shot a hole in my hat. Let's get out of here. Friends. Yeah. Just a moment there, friends. I see you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. Didn't you fellas see that sign over there? A private, no, a trespassing.
We never read anything marked private.
Well, you, for your information, you have just shot Bertram, my favorite mule.
Oh, you mean that deer is a mule?
Yes, he is. Or he was, yeah. And he's always been just like a little brother to me.
I can see the resemblance.
Well, I'll have you know, young man, that Bertram was very smart. He could even show flies with his tail.
Oh, so what's that, spy?
Well, can you do it?
Well, I...
Well, if you want to shoot donkeys, why don't you go to Washington?
Washington?
Yes, everybody's taking pot shots at the donkey there. Yeah.
They also have a lot of lame ducks there, too.
Very, very funny.
Yeah, I did not.
And I want you to know, for your information, that your attitude and snide remarks and little innuendos are just getting me into a snit. And all I can say is, oh, shoot.
Oh,
okay, you asked for it. Oh, I'm wounded. Oh, for goodness sake, my God. What will I do now?
Well, don't stand there. Get the lead out.
That doctor,
Look, he's scaring up all the birds.
Oh, good. They're coming this way.
Here
they come. Get a bead on them.
Come and cover it.
Good.
I got it. What do you mean, you got it? You pardon my saying so, you're a nasty little liar.
Why, you...
No.
Hey, wait a minute. It's not worth fighting over. That's awfully small for a duck. It must be a dove.
Oh.
And doves are out of season.
Oh, my word, it is. Start pulling the feathers out quick, Charlie. Stop pulling them out so they'll never know.
Okay. She loves me now.
Hey, you guys. Come. Just who are you, huh?
Well, who are you?
Well, it so happens I'm the game warden, see? And that looks sort of like a dove you got there. Where's your hunting license? Right here, sir. All over my new jacket. Yeah, let's see that thing right now. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're hunting last year's license, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, we're only shooting the birds that we missed last year. Ricochet.
Hey, don't you guys know that violating the game laws is a penitentiary offense? Well, we certainly wouldn't want to offend the penitentiary. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's a dove you shot there.
Well, now, you may be right, but we didn't shoot it. I think the little beggar just froze to death because it didn't have any feathers.
Yeah. Well, then how are you going to explain that it's still warm?
It's a good question. Yeah. I wish I had a good answer.
I thought so. Just how do you explain that, McCarthy?
Well, it's, well, you explain it. You shot it.
I saw it.
When the Bergen, Calvin, and Condon want to return, Ray Orbit, and their special guest. And that's the Charlie McCarthy Show with Candace Bergen's daddy, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, and special guest, Edward Everett Horton, as originally broadcast November 24th, 1946. I'm Stan Freeberg.